I'm your host, Elise Alexander, your go-to fam when it comes to creating a wealthy life and getting rid of all that mental baggage that comes with codependency and perfectionism. It's not an easy trip, but you better bet your ass it's worth it and you are worthy of it. From unlearning limited money beliefs to rewiring your subconscious for an easy, wealthy life.
What if it was that easy? Are you afraid to ask for what you want? And what if it was that easy? And what I mean by this when I say this is, are there things that you want in your life that are deep, deep down, things that you don't really share with anyone, but dreams that you've had for your whole life, things that you just have an inner knowing about, like being an entrepreneur, like being your own boss, like making your own money, like traveling the world? Are there things that you want that you know are ultimately meant for you, but because they are so far away from where you currently are you afraid to speak them to life? Are you afraid to tell other people about them? You know, these people that we look up to in life, these people who have achieved the, as they say, unattainable, it is because they were willing to speak them to life. It is because they were willing to have the uncomfortable conversations that no one else was willing to have. And it's also because they were willing to say out loud to every single person that they knew what they wanted. And that also means knowing what you want. You know, there are things that we have in inner knowing, but also knowing what you want in terms of, you know, if you want to own a business or if you are interested in, you know, being responsible for your own life, if you want to create something that's never been created before, you know, what do you want? And do you even know? And if you don't know, that's okay too, because maybe you're coming to the show in the awareness that you know that you want a different life and you want to be different and that you maybe have always been different, but you don't know exactly what that means. And I'm grateful that my message has resonated with you so that we can continue on this track to discover together what is it that you want and are you just too afraid to ask for it? So I want to start with the concept of synchronicity. So I have a friend who says to people, do you believe in synchronicity or coincidence? And whether or not they pick coincidence or synchronicity is kind of dependent on whether or not he continues the conversation. And I always found that interesting because the reality is that I really do believe in synchronicity. I don't believe as much in coincidence because I do believe that there is higher vision that we don't always get to see. Now, you can call that woo-woo, you can call that a higher power or the universe or whatever you want to call it, but I really do believe in energy and energy being able to have this kind of cycle. And this is why coincidence to me becomes so much of a playful thing, because synchronicity to me is when something just aligns and happens because you're willing to speak it out, because you're willing to put it out there, because you're willing to say something that you want. And coincidence just kind of being that there's no rhyme or reason of why that thing happened. And it's just there, right? It's just something that shows up in the field. But I believe much more in coincidence. And there will always be two sides, right? There will always be those both two different views. And so I challenge you to sit just as much in synchronicity as maybe you have in coincidence. And what does that feel like to you? What does that texturally feel like? Does synchronicity feel authentic to you, or does it feel very estranged? You know, you start to learn more about what you want and what feels good to you the more that you're willing to kind of deep dive into these categories and into being able to speak it out loud. So, what do you crave? You know, this is something that I continually ask myself in multiple situations in my life, not just in my business, but also in my personal life. What do I crave? Because there's always going to be something that you want, there's always going to be something that you need, but what do you crave? I always crave more creativity. I always crave more authenticity. I crave being able to go into depth of relationship. I crave fun. You know, these are the things that I crave. What do you want to feel? You know, these are questions that I ask myself to discover, like, okay, do I know what I actually want and I'm just afraid to ask for it? Or do I not know what I want and I'm kind of lying to myself about how it is that I feel and what it is maybe that I'm afraid to feel? Because what do you want to feel? Do you want to feel joy? Do you want to feel happiness? Do you want to feel laughter? Do you want to feel present? Or do you want to feel rushed? And do you want to feel inauthentic? And do you want to feel unaligned? You know, those aren't things that I want to feel. I have felt them in the past. But what do you want to feel? What does it want to feel like? You know, what kind of textures do you feel most comfortable in? Like for me, when I record podcasts or I have busier days, I'll be honest, I just wear a t-shirt and I just kind of go for it because sitting there and figuring out like what kind of clothes I want to wear on busier days, it takes my energy. And you know, sometimes like Tiffany Carter, my mentor, shout out, says like you only have so many fucks to give. And so I have to and I get to choose them wisely. So what if you were the person who had, you know, big dreams, big visions, life-changing things that you know that you were meant to do, and what if you just went for it? What if you just went for the thing that you said that you wanted to? What if you know, took the leap and said you were already a speaker? What if you put out there that you wanted to create a product? What if you shared your beliefs and feelings and dreams with other people? What if you're the person who just went for it? And I say this because there's two options, right? You could be the person who didn't go for it and who lives with regret. And I can tell you, living with regret is not fun. And when I'm sitting on my deathbed, I want to know that I tried. I want to be the person who at least went for it and tried rather than sitting there and saying, oh, I really regret that I didn't even try and then I didn't even go for it and then I didn't even, you know, remotely attempt to figure it out. Because I go to sleep at night every night wanting to know that at least I did a little bit. At least I allowed myself to go a little further. At least I dug a little deeper. And not in terms of like pushing or forcing, but in terms of allowing my vision to continue to come through this, you know, thing that I'm meant to do on the planet, this creation that I'm meant to have that only I can do. You know, I want to know that I'm the person who went for it. So are you the person who goes for it? And that is that who you want to be? Or do you want to be the person who doesn't go for it and who stays safe and who, you know, lives in this bubble that you create for yourself? Oh, excuse me. What would you ask for if you knew you could get it? Now, this is a really interesting one because there are many things that I haven't asked for in my life because I didn't think I could get it, right? But what would you ask for if you did think you could get it? Would you ask for $1 billion? Would you ask for the relationship you've always wanted? Would you ask for the attention that you crave? Would you ask for the love that you know you deserve? Would you ask for the personalized medicine that you know can honor you? Would you ask for the help that you need? What would you ask for? I can tell you for myself, there have been many times in my life where I didn't feel like I could ask for what I needed, or I didn't feel like I could ask for help. And let me tell you, I've needed to ask for help over the past couple of months, hundreds of times. Being an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to be willing to ask for help. You have to be willing to go above you and say, hey, like, I need support. I need to figure out how to do this. And whether you pay for it or whether someone, allows themselves to fill your cup in terms of what you need to know, there will be many days that you will need to ask for something and know that you will get it. And people may say, like, well, like, what is it that you are asking for if you believed that you would get it? You know how we do this thing sometimes to where, if something's going on with your partner, you're like, I really wish I could like ask for more time, or I really wish like I could ask for more attention, but we don't. And it creates this kind of resistance that shows up in our body. And then normally in our business. And so it gets really interesting, right? Because if we thought we could get it, maybe we would have asked for it. But because we don't think that we can get it, we don't ask for it. And so I challenge you to ask for the thing that you want and know that you can get it. Because here's the thing, it may not happen in that moment, but if you're willing to ask, then maybe that person can sit with it. Maybe it will start to grow. Maybe there will be an opening that there wasn't before. There has to be, people can't read your mind, right? We talk about this a lot. People cannot read your mind. So the only way for someone to figure out what it is that you want or what it is that is going on inside of you is for you to share, is for you to connect. And maybe you won't get that thing right now, but if you really believe in divine timing and how everything, kind of comes to you when it's meant to, then it will come. And if you know 100% without a shadow of a doubt that it's meant for you, it will. It will. But I have realized these three things. If you believe in these three things, then you can do anything when it comes to asking for what you want. Number one, you have to believe that you can have it. You have to believe that you can have it. Because if you believe that you can have it, then that door, that key lock, right? That stick. Then it starts to flow to you. Then the universe can start to open those paths and those doorways to get it to come to you. Number two, you have to believe you are worthy of it. Now, this is a epidemic, in my opinion, in our current society that we do not feel worthy, that we have done things in our past, or that we do not feel good enough, or that we just do not honor ourselves enough, that we do not feel worthy of things. And let me tell you are worthy just by being on this planet. This is something that I have struggled with for a long time because I don't have the squeakiest, cleanest of pasts. And I know that I am worthy just because. Just because. There's a lot of things that happen in people's past. There's a lot of things that have gone on, but I know that I am worthy just because I am here. Just because I am here. And I do a lot of continued deep work on that. I do a lot of journaling around that. I do a lot of inner work around that. And there will be levels. There will be levels. And so the more that you continue to allow yourself to honor that you have to believe that you are worthy of it, the more will start to open for you. And again, that could be help with a coach, that could be help that you do on your own, but I really do challenge you to start to open that door and to get support with it, to try not to do it alone, because when we do it alone, a lot of the time we get stuck. And the third being that you have to believe in yourself enough to ask for it. If you believe in yourself enough to ask for that thing, then you will get that thing. But you have to believe in yourself enough to be able to ask for what it is that you need. So those three things have helped me in my belief to get to where I want to go. Now I have a little bonus, which is that if you believe it's already yours, you're acting as though you already have it. Now there's a lot of talk in the personal development community about, oh, like if you just say affirmations, you'll receive what it is that you already want. Like, I'm gonna be someone who says like, fuck that. Because you have to believe it's true. Like your mind and your body have to believe that what you're saying is true. And if your body and your mind have no connection to that next step, and it's a huge jump to get to that next step, then it's going to reject it. And it's going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, no, it's not. It's not already mine because we're all the way over here. Like, I'll give you an example. I used to be someone who said, like, oh, I have millions of dollars that continue to flow to me, but I didn't even have $0. And so, what I changed that to in order to continue to grow that is like, I make $1,000 a week. And I started to grow that from there, right? Because then you can start to see yourself with more money and it's more believable. Affirmations have to be slightly believable, they have to connect to something. And so if it's not working, it's because you're taking too big of a jump and too big of a leap. So I want to ask you to spend just as much time on the good side as the bad side, because there's always going to be things that happen that are frustrating or that cause, distance or that create separation. But in true reality, if you spend just as much time on the good side, good things will continue to come up. Because when you spend as much time on the bad side, and we all spend a fair amount of time thinking about like the bad things that can happen, isn't it weird that more continual bad things continue to happen? But when you think about the good side, and when you think about all the things that can be created, actually, it's the same effect. More good things continue to happen. And so step into your body, into the calm, see what comes up for you. And if you don't know how to be calm, if you don't know how to step into your body, then I challenge you to breathe into your chest. Hold your chest, hold your tummy, and breathe into your chest. And I know that I didn't used to be able to be still or step into my body or be calm because I wasn't regulated in my nervous system. And one of the things one of my coaches has shown me is that I was someone who kind of resisted that for a long time, but the first step is kind of being aware that you're in resistance. And if you are, send me a message. Let me know. Let's see what we can do. And you know that we can build on that. Once you're in awareness, we can work together to step into something else. So I hope that was helpful. I continue to want to support you and love you and honor you. And we will talk soon, day or night, wherever you are. Have a wonderful day or evening. Love you. Bye.
Do you like to help people? Then don't forget to subscribe and to send your favorite wealth podcast to the people that you know who will resonate. This is how we continue to raise the vibration on the planet. We do this work from the inside out. So the more people that we continue to share with to grow, we can make more of an impact on the planet together. Maybe you heard what you're supposed to hear. Your next steps are to go to burningpure.com, and all the links are in the show notes. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon.